should we all have the right to request flexible working hours? Well, as of this week, anyone in England can do just that. This has moved on from previous rules, which were previously reserved for carers and those looking after children. The Work and Families Bill, currently going through our Assembly, will extend the same rights here if it goes through. Should we welcome this to ensure fairness across the board, or is it going to put small business under pressure? Well, the Green Party councillor Ross Brown with us this morning. Morning, Ross.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Glenn Roberts from the Northern Ireland Independent Retail Trade Association. Morning to you, Glenn. Morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. So, Ross, where do you stand on this? This flexible working hour stuff, where do you stand on this?
Well, I think it's actually a very good idea when you look at the evidence. It is allowing employees the right to request flexible working, so it's not a guarantee that you're going to actually be successful in your request. So that's the first thing to point out.
And this is people allowed to work from home now more, isn't it?
Well, it's a range of different things. So it could be about reducing your hours. It could be about job sharing. It could be perhaps doing some more work from home. And I think that's the reality anyway. I mean, employers are increasingly asking the employees to be more flexible with their time. You know, you have your smartphones and everything else these days, and you know, there is a culture of presentism at the moment where, you know, employees are expected to always be present in the workplace, you know, nearly 24 hours a day. When you actually look at the benefits of this, you know, it leads to actually greater productivity from workers.
Greater productivity, working from home. You don't think people who say they're working from home are actually swinging the lead, lying on a deck chair, lying in bed, or out partying somewhere?
Not at all, Stephen. I think actually, you know, I work from home quite a lot, and
well, there you go.
I think it is very important to have that flexibility, you know, to be able to do a little work when you need to.
But to be able to clean the house or go out shopping to Tesco's or wherever else, working from home.
I wish I could. But the point of it is that, you know, it does increase loyalty, skill retention, reduced absenteeism and higher retention rates overall from your employees.
Well, of course it reduces absenteeism because they're not there in the first place. They can hardly go missing if they're not there.
It's only, you know, working from home is only one aspect of it. It could be reducing the amount of hours you spend in the workplace. And as I say, you know, you can, many people have responsibilities, whether it's looking after children, looking after older people.
Or, of course, Glenn Roberts, you could argue, be good to your employees, give them flexibility and you will get more productivity.
Well, I think it's about getting the balance right. And I think it's about ensuring we have policies that are family friendly and business friendly. And it's not so much that we are actually opposing this measure. It's the fact that we have a vast amount of new employment law, which is literally burying small business owners. It assumes that every small business owner, every independent retailer has their own HR department. And if you've got a staff of 4 or 5, obviously you're under pressure because if one member of staff is not there, it's going to be very hard for you to run the business. And obviously, working at home is not an option for a retailer. He needs to have a well-run shop. But the point is, it's just about the cumulative effect of all of this red tape. And I want my members to be running their stores, not endlessly filling forms, because that's what they need to be doing. And that's what we need to be focusing on to move us toward a sustainable recovery.
Although, Glenn, if this legislation is brought in here, like it's been supported across the water, then employers would be under more pressure. For example, if an employee came and said, OK, look, I know I've been doing a 40-hour week. I now want to work a 20-hour week. Look, I can do my job from home, so therefore I'm not coming in next week. I don't want to come in for the next 6 months. I want to work from home. Employers will be under more pressure.
Well, I think the first thing is that many of our members are already providing flexible working. They're already accommodating, for instance, the needs of people who have current responsibilities or looking after children, whatever, they're adjusting their hours. So a lot of that has already been done. The big concern about some aspects of this legislation is, you know, if a request is not granted, is that going to cause a problem? For instance, and there's also a concern that people with caring responsibilities may be sort of little, you know, under a bit of more pressure on this regard, an employer has to give them priority over other employees who perhaps don't have the same responsibilities at home.
And Ross Brown,
it's not about this individual measure. It's about the huge impact of ongoing employment law and red tape, which is in a lot of ways strangling the life out of our small business.
Ross Brown, you're a Green Party councillor. I drive a 3-litre car. You would support me in my plight with the BBC for them to allow me to present this show from bed every morning, wouldn't you? Like, I could lie there with no clothes on and talk to you all every day.
Absolutely, Stephen. I think that would be, I'd support you with that one.
Microphone hanging from above the ceiling, me lying there, stark naked, broadcasting to the country every day. I could talk to Gregory naked. There we go. Thank you, Ross. Thank you, Clint.
Thank you.
Latest news.